In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, the 18th of August. Glad, as always, to have you along, everybody. Among the many, many peculiarities of this election is this one. Members of the Republican Party, long-standing former office-holding members of the Republican Party, not only not voting for their party's nominee, but voting for the Democrat in the race despite deep and significant policy, in our case, economic policy differences. One such member of the GOP is former Connecticut Representative Christopher Shays. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Nice to be on the program.
You were, sir, when you left Congress in 2008, you were the last Republican standing in the New England congressional delegation. Why now have you come to support the Democrat for president?
Well, a big issue is why, given that I've never voted for a Democratic president or a Democratic governor. And the reason is I think Hillary is the best choice by far. I think there are huge liabilities with Trump. I think he has no experience. And in contrast, I think Hillary is smart. I think she's tough. She knows the world community. She knows the world leaders. She knows the White House and what it takes to be effective as president. She knows Congress. She served as a senator. And frankly, she knows the American people. She's been interacting with the American people for so long. And the last point, yeah, she wants government to work, and she's willing to work with Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated voters. And Lord knows we need that.
Let me tick through a couple of policy items then, sir, on which you and she disagree. And I should say at the outset here that you, as you wrote in your piece for CNN announcing this decision that you've made, you said you vote for Hillary Clinton, not reluctantly. So here's a couple items. Number one, trade. She has said she wants to renegotiate NAFTA, which you voted for when you were in the House. She said she will oppose as president the TPP, which I would imagine you are in favor of. What is your counsel to her, and how do you reconcile voting for her even though she opposes you on trade?
Go slowly. I think she knows that the United States will only succeed if we are involved in the world community, and the trade is our salvation and the world's salvation. Will she try to be a little tougher on trade? Will she confront our trading partners who she thinks are not dealing fairly with us? I think she will.
You were on the Financial Services Committee when you were in the House. You represented Connecticut's 4th District, which has Greenwich and Stamford and all the places where the hedge fund guys live. So I imagine you know that crowd pretty well. Wall Street apparently likes Mrs. Clinton very much. She's getting all their money. What do you make of her vows to oppose Wall Street and impose tighter regulation then?
I don't know what quite to make of her so-called opposing Wall Street, but I do think she knows that you need economic growth, and it takes wealthy people to invest in our economy to hire people who need jobs.
Have you counseled her or recommended to her that she disclose the transcripts of her speeches?
I have not done that. What I do hope is that she doesn't cut corners. I'd like her to do what we did when I was a member of Congress. We called it my community meeting test. If I couldn't defend any action I took in a community meeting with comfort, then we didn't do it.
How do you get your brain around the fact then that while she has all kinds of community meetings and she talks to voters on large stages and small all the time, and I'm using this word intentionally, she continues to duck the press and avoid press conferences writ large?
You know, that wouldn't be my counsel. My counsel to her would be, you're talented, you're smart, you know the White House, you know Congress. Admit where you know probably shouldn't have done certain things and get on with it. Just be comfortable communicating with everyone.
Do you believe, getting away from Mrs. Clinton here for a minute, do you believe that a principled conservative party with sound conservative economic policies can survive this candidate that your party has nominated?
I don't know if we can survive it. It's just, to me, mind-boggling that we would choose someone who has no core base, no set of principles that are obvious. He's willing to say he didn't say something when they have tapes showing that he did say it. So there's nothing that I really appreciate about Donald Trump, and I regret my party's become so desperate. I can tell you why I think it's happened. Republicans have loved local government. You had Ronald Reagan, who got elected, talking about local government. But our founding fathers wanted government to work. What's happened is Republicans have made government the enemy. Then they've chosen not to have government work. And now they're looking for a dictator who will rescue us from our own designs.
Do you understand why Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, and Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, the majority leader in the Senate, do you understand why they have not disavowed Mr. Trump yet, based on what you just said?
Oh, I totally understand. Let's just take the Speaker. The Speaker is now given up some of his ability to be an independent spokesman. And he has Republicans who represent districts that love Donald Trump. I mean, I have family members that love Donald Trump. I have some staff members who love Donald Trump. It's almost like the North and the South, you know, where you had parents whose children fought on both sides. The bottom line is he has to respect some members who, if they oppose Donald Trump, will lose the election.
How do your family gatherings and your staff meetings go with those people who are in favor?
You know, we've agreed to that we love each other and we just won't talk about it. But I got a 4-page letter from a family member, totally disappointed that I'm supporting Hillary Clinton. Hmm. And I support her, eager to see her be elected.
Christopher Shays was for many years a congressman, a Republican congressman from the state of Connecticut. Congressman, thanks very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.